This video is brought to you by Holocasa. Our tool transforms independent local real estate agents to global real estate agents. Create your own profile for free and get contacted by international investors. Sign up with the link in the description. Hello and welcome everyone to our 112th session of Holocasa. My name is Michael and today I'm talking to Sabrina Osso from Richmond in New Jersey. Sabrina is founder and CEO of Osso Safe. She's also TEDx speaker, author, and real estate agent on creating and maintaining respect in homes. Sabrina's personal and professional experiences with the subject allows her to bring a unique and holistic approach to the clients. As a real estate agent, Sabrina is bridging the real estate industry with Osso Safe. Sabrina, I'm really proud and pumped to have you on the show. Really also excited to learn a lot about Osso Safe. Why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast. This is so great, Michael. We really appreciate any and all exposure. Yes, as you said, my name is Sabrina Osso from Osso Safe. Feel safe where you live, learn, work, and play. I am a TEDx speaker, an author, a real estate agent on creating and maintaining respect in homes. We do this also in schools, universities, and workplaces, but the focus is in real estate, really. I've been in and out of therapy for quite some time to be comfortable enough to say that I am a survivor of violence. My father beat my mother on a regular basis. My mother would beat me. I'm not looking for any sympathy. I'm not looking for any pity. I say this because there's too many of us in these living arrangements or these living circumstances. And we will see to it at Osso Safe that that becomes history. And we'll go over that in the interview. But that's basically me in a nutshell.
Awesome. Thank you so much also for opening up to our audience. I really appreciate it. You do have on your website some numbers. Maybe you can give us some context on what are we actually talking about in terms of societal footprint, how many people are on percentage average impacted, so that we also know that it's not like a very small percentage of the society you're even talking about.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. One out of three women will be beaten or raped in her lifetime. One out of seven men is abused. 15 million children witness violence in their own homes each and every year. There are about 2 million incidents of workplace violence that occurs in the U.S. alone. That comes out to be about 33,000 per week. And of those, 17 result in a murder. One out of three young people will be in an abusive relationship. I believe around 324,000 pregnant women go into the emergency room, not for pregnant-related issues, but for abuse-related injuries. I could go on and on with statistics, but this, if you think about it, everything starts in the home. In some type of residency. And it doesn't matter where you live, whether you live in a townhouse, a co-op, a condo, a single family home, a multifamily dwelling, a two family home, a villa, a mansion, a mobile home, a dormitory, a senior community. Somebody lives somewhere, right? In some type of residence. And that is where violence, abuse occurs, really. If you trace back the school shootings, a big problem that we have here, unfortunately, in the U.S., that kid, that young person had or has a very violent background. They live in violent circumstances. Again, it goes back to the home. So it impacts all of us, even if we're not in a violent, abusive relationship. And this safety needs to become a standard, you know, so those statistics show that it's more common than we think, and enough with the charity nonprofit approach. We need something concrete, a paid service, so that way it actually becomes resolved.
Tell us about the solution you have created based on the problem you have experienced and also identified as a bigger problem.
Yes. Our core product is the OsoSafe certification for properties. And this will carry over into any type of residence, any type of, as I mentioned, all of the types of properties that you could live in. Right now, we're focusing on the landlord-tenant portion of the industry, of the real estate industry. And it's the OsoSafe certification for properties, and that entails for a property owner to purchase the OsoSafe Home Sweet Home package. It consists of four components: a policy, a seminar, an app, and therapists assigned to the property. So just to give a brief overview of those four components, the policy basically states, I, as a landlord, I promise to provide you a safe space for you to live. You, as my resident, as my tenant, you promise to not act in any way, shape, or form abusively. Otherwise, you, the abuser, only gets immediately evicted, expelled from the premises. And we go into full knowledge knowing that that would be the consequences. So there's no surprise. You know, you're not going to say, oh, I didn't know that this is how residency works in an OsoSafe certified property. It's all spelled out in the policy. And also in the policy, it's very clear that children have a say in where they want to live. In the U.S., and I would imagine also in many other parts of the world, but especially in the U.S., it's typical that children have to wait until they're 18 to have agency over their lives, not in an OsoSafe certified property. Children know who make them feel safe. They know who respects them. They know who treats them well. So why wait until they're 18? So we find out in an OsoSafe certified property, who do you feel safe with, little Sally, little Tommy? And granted, we know that they could lie, right? They're too scared to say, well, yeah, I'm safe with mom and dad, even though that's not true. But we know, Michael, that abusers can only put their poker face on for so long. Then their true abusive colors come out pretty quickly. Anyway, that's the policy. The second component is the seminar, the OsoSafe Home Sweet Home Seminar. Everybody gets educated, Michael, on facts, statistics, warning signs, definitions of abuse, the difference between abuse and discipline, what constitutes a good relationship. So that way people are educated. You're not going into residency blind, where people could give the excuse, oh, I didn't know if I pull my partner's hair, that constitutes abuse. Now you know. The third component is the OsoSafe app, which is now being improved and it's being updated. But I hired a software company and they did the app according to my specifications. It will detect violent-like movements and captures them in real time, issuing alerts to the landlord, to the property owner. So let's say you have a 10 unit and you get an alert. Wow, I just saw you beat the crap out of her in my unit 2, and you just beat the crap out of him in my unit 10. Well, this is grounds for eviction. You knew that this was going to happen. You have to go because I have to protect the rest of my tenants, my residents. So the app eliminates the he said, she said factor. Then the fourth and final component are therapists assigned to the property. So we require that you check in with your therapist once a month. Is everything okay? Do you feel like anything is looming? Any problems, situations? Just for an example, let's say a parent or parents, they say, you know, our kid came home with bad grades. We're not going to beat him up. We're not going to verbally disparage him, but we don't know how to handle this. Help us, Mr. and Ms. Therapist. So that way, all of these components together, Michael, are preventative versus waiting for an episode of violence to occur. Then police come, bad news travels fast. Then your well-behaved, safe practicing tenants leave. We're looking to flip the script. Why should you leave if you're a safe tenant or a victim? Get the abuser out and then have everybody else stay in your property. So this is a much better approach. And we're making safety a required standard condition of residency across the board. So, and then our logo, which is right behind me, gets put outside of the residence after everybody gets educated, the policy is signed, the app is installed, therapists are assigned. So that way any vehicle or pedestrian traffic, they know, oh, I know what that logo means. It means that they have systems and mechanisms in place in case violence occurs. And if it does, they know what to do. So I would rather raise my children in an OSO Safe certified property versus one that isn't. So that's the summary of the OSO Safe certifications for properties.
Thank you so much. Can you give us an overview regarding the decision makers in the sales process? We have property owners, we have property managers, we have obviously the tenants. I asked this because I would like to understand why would someone who is potentially an abuser decide to go in? You probably have like, or maybe I misunderstood this, but I would like to understand like also who is paying for that. Is that the property owner in order to make it more attractive to more tenants? Is it the tenant who pays a premium? Can you give us an overview there?
Sure. We're saying you don't have to live here. It's your choice. You don't want to live here as well. In a way, you're kind of you're making a case for abuse. I'm not saying you. I'm saying as, let's say you're abusive. Yeah, an abuser is not going to want to live in such a property. But you have to realize what you're saying. This is not normal residency. This is not healthy residency. So you're kind of guilty right then and there, right? So everyone has a right to be safe in their own home. There should be no verbal, physical, sexual abuse whatsoever. You don't have to live here. You don't want to live here for whatever reason. That's fine. You could go elsewhere. But the goal here at OSO Safe is to have every property OSO Safe certified. So that way home violence becomes something of the past, because no one should live with violence. When you put that key in your lock, you should feel like it's your sanctuary. You should feel safe in that residence, not, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to my kids. Is there going to be an episode of violence? It's barbaric, really. As far as costs, we are charging the landlord $125 per unit to get people, the building OSO Safe certified. And it doesn't matter how many people are in each unit. You could be a single person or a family of five, a family of three, four, five. So that doesn't matter. It's $125 per unit. And that buys you the policy, the seminar, the app, and therapists assigned to the property. So that's the first level of OSO Safe certification. There's three levels. And the therapists, the therapy sessions, the once a month check-in, that's included in your rent, if you will. It's kind of like a perk, an advantage, if you will. You know, like the typical advantages are we offer central air, concierge, we have a pool, and we have these extra activities, a gym. Well, we offer safety from abuse, respect, practicing respect. So I hope I answered the question, Michael. So it's $125 right off the bat, each unit.
Makes total sense. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the elaboration. I also assume that this is also very attractive for the ones who are seeking, obviously, safety, to say, I live in a complex and a multi-apartment building, I want to make sure that all my surroundings are safe because I want to make sure that my kid is basically able to go doing all the facilities in a safe way.
Yes, exactly. And it's all spelled out in the policy. Everything is copywritten and trademarked. So this is I know me growing up personally, if I had this product that I designed, my reality as a child would have been much different. My father would not have gotten away with half the things he got away with. So this is, you're held to a higher regard, a higher standard, if you will, in residency, because we are fostering a safe environment. You know, we're not taking it for granted anymore. You know, normally, and I know you're in the real estate business, we just give the keys, sign here, shut the door, live your life. That's fantastic. But how do you know? How do you know? You know, and when it all it takes is one episode of violence to occur, and then it kind of disturbs the peace for everybody else in the apartment building, or even if it's a single family home, you know, neighbors talk to each other, you live next door or across the street or behind someone that's violent, you hear the kids screaming and yelling. Maybe you heard that the husband got beat up, the wife got beat up. No one wants to deal with that. Nobody wants to be in fear in any capacity, and you shouldn't. So this is our product is making residency safe for yourself as well as for everybody else, if that makes sense.
Totally. I assume the biggest challenge is to reach the children. How do you assure that? I believe for them to speak up, for them to be sensitized. I think sensitized maybe the right word. Like to be more sensitive about weird situations. Do you have like a certain methodology there which you identified which works?
Yes, and I'm so glad you asked this because the children suffer the most in these situations by far. Yes, you have the mother, the father, stepmother, stepfather, whatever the living arrangement is, the home situation, but the children, and I should know because I was one of them, you're traumatized, you're terrorized, and these are consequences that you live with for the rest of your life. Therapy will help a lot, obviously, but and you don't want to repeat the cycle. I designed fairly recently, about a year and a half ago, something called Oh So Safe Kids. And I have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok. And we speak strictly, but primarily to children. And we're saying Oh So Safe Kids, whether you're safe at home or not safe at home. On the TikTok and YouTube, I speak openly about abuse, about good dating practices, about what constitutes a good relationship. We say we understand if dad beats up mom or mom beats up dad, or you're getting verbally, physically, sexually abused, that it's scary. This is not your fault. You're not alone. And to encourage them to speak up, not only to speak up, Michael, but to not go home. And I know, this is very challenging, as you said, to take your word. But I have to say, in the U.S., the laws, the courts, the judges, it's horrible here. Horrible. They make horrible matters even worse. And I'm hoping that with my company, the laws, the courts, the judges will follow our model, because we are resolving it right in residency. You won't need the courts. But we're hoping that the courts will follow what we're doing as a template, if you will. We're saying to children, don't go home. Stay at school. Dad, mom, stepdad, they beat you up. They verbally, physically, sexually abuse you. Don't go home. And if you have somebody that's willing to take you in, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, a close family friend, say who that is and say your cheer. I want to live where I am also safe, and I am also safe with. And they say who that is and repeat it over and over again. Don't go home. Dad beat up mom. Say it at school. Say it at aftercare. Say it at summer camp. Say it in the courts. We want to tell them that they have voice, that they have choice, because all of the institutions have failed them, especially in the U.S. And I live in the U.S., so I know I have personal and professional experience with this. I mean, we have laws where even if the dad sexually abuses the child or the mother, they still have to go to that parent just because they're a parent. And it's ridiculous. It's, you're keeping abuse alive. So we're saying to the children, speak out. We know it's scary. We know that you're going to get beat up even more. But it is the only way to get to freedom, to get to respect, to get to safety. And I also just authored a children's book. I don't know if you can see it behind me. And yes. It's called Home Safe Home for You and Me. And this book will be used as the staple in residency. We're using the book to get properties also safe certified and to tell the children in each unit, you can speak up. This is a safe place. If you don't want to speak up today, that's fine. If you want to speak up in a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 6 weeks, it's up to you. But know that your voice matters and that you have choice, and we will listen to that choice. So I know that this is all new. You know, this is all fairly new. It's a new way of thinking, but we feel at Oso Safe, Michael, that this is way overdue. In the United States alone, 5 children are murdered at the hands of an abusive parent under the watch of a child protective service agency. That's every day, 5 a day. Enough is enough. We feel that what we're offering the real estate industry, it's a new way of residency, way overdue.
How do you manage to stay emotionally stable while fighting?
This is both very personal and as well as professional, obviously. So I know children that are in trouble and they're suffering a lot. So they are my motivation. And in fact, they give me affirmation to keep going, because I get a positive response on the TikTok and on the YouTube and a positive response on the book, on the children's book. So all of these, the kids telling me that they like what they hear and what they see is pushing us to keep going and to keep perfecting and to keep letting people know our services and that we exist. And we have intentions to go global for sure.
You said in the very beginning that there are, well, you sort of implied that there's some societal, let's say, overarching problems regarding safe families and safe homes. Do you think there's a very strong pattern which we now see in Western society that, you know, sometimes we hear this assumption or statement that the family is broken, that, you know, we are being encouraged to fulfill our dreams and live like in a very individualistic life, and basically the home as a secure spot, which we know from maybe the role models from the 60s, from the 70s, post-war era, is basically right now being broken apart. And there's a lot of chaos in our mindsets. Do you think this plays a part, or do you have another idea of why this has been increasing, these cases?
Violence, abuse, chaos, dysfunction is what breaks families. Nothing else. Not in my opinion. It makes me so happy and encouraged to see so many families that they work hard. Both parents work. They work long hours, but they don't beat their kids. They don't beat each other. There's respect, and that's the main ingredient in a safe home, is respect. Just because you don't have a lot of money, it's not an excuse to beat the crap out of anyone in your household. If you're rich, if you're poor, if you're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, Asian, Indian, if you're, if it's, you've only been raised by one parent versus both parents, it doesn't matter. The single thing that breaks families, in my personal and professional opinion, is violence, is abuse, nothing else, nothing else. And it's okay to be individualistic. You know, you could be an entrepreneur and have lots of money and go for the gold, go for the dream. There are many families that are doing that. And like I said, they're not being evil towards each other, towards their children. You know, in my family, like my father, it was my parents. They instilled, you don't say anything. Whatever happens here stays here. You don't say anything. And I gave you a home. I gave you a college education. I give you food and I put clothes on you and a roof over your head. And what do you have to complain about? And it wasn't until I got older that I understood and I formulated the reasoning that, so because you gave me a house to live in and food and shelter and clothes, you get to beat me up, or I get to witness you beat up my mother. I would have rather lived in a box with nothing, no food, I'll find food, than to watch you beat the crap out of my mother to the point where I put my own father in jail. That's how bad it got. So, and I also want to say to those parents that say that, you know, and then they abuse, you know, they're violent. Well, what did you expect when you put a child on the planet? Yeah, you have to give them food and water and clothes and a place to live. Otherwise, did you expect them to be raised by wolves in the forest? Yeah, you don't get extra credit for that. That's what's expected. Maybe, okay, I don't have Armani clothes. You know, a kid is not going to ask for Armani clothes. A child, what's important to a child is that you make them feel safe.
Yeah.
They don't care about anything else. They don't care about anything else. Yes, food, water, clothing, but that's almost secondary. It's safety. It's respect. It's empowerment.
Unconditional love as well, I guess, no?
Yes, 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 absolutely. And love is, see, my father would say, no, I love mommy. I love your mother. They'll say that very freely, but love is supposed to make you feel good, not bad. And true love, there's respect in there. You know, there's respect in there. So I hope I answered the question. Sometimes I go off on a tangent.
You totally did. I know your time is actually limited, and I love that we have run through all these elements so far. I would like, before we stop, I would like to ask you to maybe share with us one positive testimonial or reference which you have to say, okay, you know what, that was actually successful, because this episode was very emotional and very heartbreaking. So maybe we can close up with something positive.
Well, I'm hoping that we are positive at Oh So Safe. We feel that what we're doing is very avant-garde, very progressive, very forward-thinking, and it's very basic, really. You have the right to be safe in your own home. So I want to say that we are very positive at Oso Safe. I hope I didn't come off as...
No, not at all. No. I'm just saying, like,
okay.
Maybe...
Yeah,
maybe
heavy.
You can... Yeah.
The subject matter is heavy. I totally
Yeah.
understand. Yeah. I am grateful to podcasters such as yourself to give us the platform to explain what we are about, what we're offering, and the questions that you're asking, because it's getting people to think differently about their home life, you know. And I want to say to all of your listeners, the good parents, the parents that care about their kids, I am so grateful to all of you. And you are a very important part of this equation, because you're proof that it can be done. Parenting is difficult, but you are doing it in a way that is encouraging and positive, and your kids are learning the difference between discipline and abuse. You know, you have to discipline your kids, and discipline instills education, whereas abuse instills fear. So to all of you good parents out there, I'm so grateful to you. We need you. It's a practice, and your children are going to benefit, because they're going to go out into the world and they will teach everybody else how to be, and that it's possible to live safely, to live respectfully, to live with true love and empowerment, to be Oso Safe.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your introduction, for this entire episode, for your words. I learned a lot today about this entire concept. Also, you create so much of awareness regarding this huge problem, which is paramount, which is super, super, which is, how do I say it? Which is present in very, very well, many houses and many homes, and we definitely don't talk about it enough. So thank you so much for addressing it, for making a topic out of it, and also not only addressing it, but also directly act on it and creating a solution for that. I really appreciate for you, or I really appreciate that you were on the show. I really appreciate your time. I will put your contact information and all your links into the show notes, so people can directly contact you. And I'm really thankful for having you on the show.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. This was fantastic. I thought we had really good chemistry. So I thank you so much for being a wonderful host.
Thank you so much, Sabrina. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.